We begin Shisha Sijei Mishnah. Now, Shisha Sijei Mishnah is split into six sections. Six Sidorim, Zeroim, Moed, Noshim, Nazikin, Koshim, and Taharis. So the first of those Sidorim is Seder Zeroim, which literally means seeds, and it discusses all sorts of produce and food, and what one needs to do before eating something. So that includes our first Masechta Brachos, as well as the subject of most of the other Masechtas in Zeroim, which is the various gifts which one needs to give from his produce, either to the Kohanim, the Levim, or to poor people. Now, before we begin Maseches Brachos, we need to understand a couple of fundamental facts about Brachos. With the exception of Birkas HaMazon, the bracha you make after eating a meal, and according to some, Birkas HaTorah, which is the bracha one has to make every day before learning Torah, apart from those one or two brachas, all of the other brachas which you make are Midrabanan. Those brachas were formulated by the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah, who lived at the end of the period of the Nevi'im, the prophets, and they were the leading Sanhedrin of the Jewish people. So this Anshei Knesset HaGadolah formulated virtually all of the brachas which we make. Even Shmoneh Esrei was composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah. Now one more word of introduction and then we'll begin the actual Masechta. There are three main types of brachas. The first type are known as Birkos HaMitzvos. The brachas which one makes on mitzvos. Most of the brachas in this category begin with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kedishonu Mitzvah Sol V'Tzivonu, and then you would continue based on what mitzvah you are doing. And that is really the subject of the first three parakim of our Masechta. The truth is, those three parakim focus mostly on one particular mitzvah and its brachas, but that's where Birkos HaMitzvos appear in our Masechta. And the next two parakim, Perek Dalad and Hey, discuss the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei and Tefillah, and then Perek Vov Zayin and Ches discuss the second type of bracha, the second category known as Birkos HaNehenin. Brachas which one makes on benefiting from something, so that includes all the brachas on food, before and after the food, it includes brachas on smelling something nice, and then the last perek of our Masechta, perek Tes, the ninth perek, that discusses the third type of bracha known as Birkos Hoda'a. Brachas of thanks to Hashem, when one sees a beautiful sight, or if one sees something which he doesn't see that often, or if he does something special, then he would make a Birkos Hoda'a. So again, there are three types of brachas, Birkos HaMitzvos, which you make when you do a mitzvah, Birkos HaNen, in which you make when you benefit from something, and Birkos Hoda'a, which one makes thanking Hashem for something special and unique which he experienced. The Masechta begins by talking about the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema, and the Rambam explains that the reason why the Masechta begins with this is because Kriyas Shema is the only mitzvah which one is obligated to do every day, in fact twice a day, and therefore it makes sense that the brachas of Kriyas Shema should be discussed before any other brachas. However, before you can get to the brachas of Kriyas Shema, we've got to discuss Kriyas Shema itself. And therefore, Masechta begins by talking about Kriyas Shema. And we're going to go with the opinion of Rashi, who holds that the Torah obligation to say Kriyas Shema every day refers just to the first paragraph. So, Shema and V'ahavta. And in that paragraph, the Torah says that you have to say Kriyas Shema, b'shoch b'cha uv'kumecha, when you lie down and when you get up. Which means that at the time that people generally go to bed, and at the time that people generally wake up, those are the two times in the day where one is obligated to say Kriyas Shema. And with that assumption, the Mishnah wants to know, Me'emasai Karnes Shema Ba'arvis? From when can one read the Shema in the evening, meaning what is considered the time that people go to bed? And the answer to this question is very simple, and that is from the beginning of the night, which is known as Tseisak Echovim, when you can see three stars, that's when night has really begun. Now the Mishnah does not tell us that the time is Tseisak Echovim. Rather, the Mishnah says, Mishosha Kohanim Nichnosim Lechol Bisrumason. It's from the time that the Kohanim enter to eat their Truma. So what are we talking about over here? Truma is the gift which a farmer needs to give from his produce to the Kohanim. And this Truma food has a holier status, and therefore if a Kohen is Tomei, he may not eat the Truma. In fact, Truma which becomes Tomei needs to be burnt. Now if a Kohen becomes Tomei, then in order to become Tahar again, he needs to have gone to the mikveh. And once he's gone to the mikveh, he's now completed the purification process, however he still has a very low Truma attached to him. And so he can still not eat Truma until nightfall. During that period between he went to the mikveh and it became night, he is known as a tavul yom, which means he went to the mikveh that day, he's just waiting for the day to end in order to become fully tahar once more. So what the Mishnah is telling us is that from the time that the kohanim who were tomei and had gone to the mikveh, from the time that they could start eating truma again, that's the time that you can start saying Kriyas Shema. Now the obvious question is, just tell me the time is from the beginning of night. Why are you telling this in such a roundabout way? So the Gemara explains, very interestingly, that the Mishnah just wanted to teach us an extra halacha, that any Kohen who becomes Tomei can start eating Truma from nightfall. Even those Kohanim who need to bring a Korban on the next day, as part of the purification process, even they can start eating truma already from the night time. So the Mishnah wanted to sort of throw this halacha into our Mishnah to teach us something extra. But the main point of our Mishnah is that the earliest time to say Kriyas Shema in the evening is from nightfall, Seisak HaChovim. Now what about the latest time? So this is a three-way machlokes. Opinion number one, at Seif HaShmur HaShayna, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the latest time to say Kriyas Shema is at the end of the first watch. The night is split into three, so after a third of the night has passed, it's already too late to read Kriyas Shema. And the reason for this is because Rabbi Eliezer interprets the pasuk of Veshach Vecha, when you lie down, as when people go to bed. Not when people are in bed, but when you begin going to sleep. And since most people go to sleep in the first third of the night, that is the only time that one can read Kriyas Shema. V'chacham Omrim, but the Chacham say at Chatzos, the latest time is midnight. And third opinion, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Gamliel says, Ad Shia Lamed HaShachar, it's until the light of dawn rises. This is when the first rays of light begin to appear. It's between an hour and a half before sunrise. And so according to Rabbi Gamliel, you've got the whole night to read Kriyas Shema. And indeed, we see this was the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel, because Ma'aseh Shebo Bonav Beis HaMishteh, it once happened that Rabbi Gamliel's sons came from a house of feasting, they had been at a wedding late at night, and they came back home after midnight, and they hadn't yet read Kriyas Shema. Omrulei, they said to their father, Rabbi Gamliel, Lo Karinya Shema, we haven't yet read Shema. Now Rabbi Gamliel's sons knew what Rabbi Gamliel held, and they knew what the Chachamim held. They were asking Rabbi Gamliel that since the Halacha is like the Chachamim, because they're the majority opinion, they say that it's too late to read Kriyas Shema now. So have we missed the mitzvah? And Omar Lehen, Rabbi Gamliel replied to them that even according to the Chachomim im le'olam ad ha-shachar, if the light of dawn has not yet risen, chayav matem likreis, then you're still obligated to read Kriyas Shema. Because the Chachomim really agree with Rabbi Gamliel that you have all night. And the reason for this is because of a shach b'cha, when you lie down, they interpret that to mean as long as you are lying down. Not when you go to lie down, not when you go to bed, but as long as people are generally in bed. And therefore you have all night. The only reason why the Chacham said you've got until midnight is in order to make sure that people would read Kriyas Shema on time. Because they're worried that if you tell people you've got all night, then they'll push it off, they might fall asleep even, and miss out on the mitzvah. But of course, if you've missed midnight, you should still read Kriyas Shema according to the Chachamim. Because the actual mitzvah lasts all night. The Loizo will add not only this, whenever the Chachomim say that the latest time for something is midnight, really the mitzvah actually applies until the light of dawn rises. For example, Hekdech Lavim Ve'Evorim, the fats on the limbs of korbonos, which need to be burnt the night after that korban was brought, that has to be done, that has to be done before dawn. If it hasn't been done by dawn, then they become invalidated and can no longer be burnt on the Mizbeach. A second example, all korbanos which have to be eaten on the day they're bought and the night afterwards. Those types of korbanos, mitzvos and adshiyah lamed hashachar, their mitzvah is that they should be eaten by dawn. So Im Kain asks the Mishnah, if so, lom omru chachom al chatzos, why do the chachom say that you've only got until midnight in all these cases? The answer is, k'dei l'harchakas adam no avera, like we explained, in order to distance a person from doing an avera or missing out on a mitzvah, because he pushes it off and he thinks he's got so long to do it. Mishnah Beis, now the Mishnah needs to determine what is the time of Kumecha. The other time during the day that one has to say Shema is when you get up, so what's that considered? From when may one read the Shema in the morning? What's considered the morning? So according to the Tanna Kamma, the first opinion in the Mishnah, Mishnah Yakir ben Tcheles Lelovan, is from when one can recognize the difference between the blue string of tzitzis and the other white strings of tzitzis. One of the strings of tzitzis always used to be blue, tcheles, and the mitzvah of tzitzis only applies during the daytime. And you're supposed to be able to see the difference between the blue string and the white strings. So when it's light enough to see that difference, then you can fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis, and of course it's considered daytime, also for reciting Kriyas Shema. However, Rabbi Eliezer says it's actually a slightly later time, and that is ben tcheles lekarti. Only once there's enough light for you to see the difference between the color of tcheles, of blue, and the color of a leek, which is green. And blue and green are very similar colors, and therefore you need more light to see the difference between the two. And so Rabbi Eliezer's time is later than the Tanna Kamma's time. Now, what's the latest time? So according to Rabbi Eliezer, v'gomra ad hanetzach hama, one has to finish saying Kriyas Shema, meaning the last time to say Kriyas Shema is by sunrise. Once the sun has actually risen, it's now not the time for getting up, and so it's too late to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema in its right time. You should still say Kriyas Shema, you will not get the full mitzvah of saying Kriyas Shema in its right time. However, we now have a second opinion for the latest time of Kriyas Shema, and that is Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says that Shalosh Sha'os, you have until 3 hours into the day. Why? Shekein derech bnei melachim lamed b'shalish ois. Because it's the normal manner of kings, or princes would be more accurate, for them to wake up. They wake up at 3 hours into the day. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, as long as there are still people getting up, it's still considered the time of Uvkumecha. Now, as we mentioned, Hakoy Mekan Ve'elech, one who says Kriyas Shema, from this point onwards, he says it later than 3 hours into the day, then Lo Hifsid. He doesn't lose out by saying the Shema, because Ka'odim Ka'akai Ba'Torah. He's like someone who's just learning Torah, he's reading the Torah. So it's true that he won't get the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema, because he missed its time, but he'll still get a mitzvah as reading the Torah, and also he's still able to say the brachas of Kriyas Shema, even past the latest time to say Kriyas Shema itself. Now it's very important to note that the hours which we are talking about here, for example when we say 3 hours into the day, that doesn't necessarily mean 3 60-minute hours. Rather, it's periodical hours, which means that you take the number of hours in the day where it's light. So let's say in the summer there could be 15, 16 hours where it's light, and you divide that by 12, and that is now considered 1 hour. So you could have an hour which is longer than 60 minutes. You could have an hour in the winter, a daytime hour, which would be considered less than 60 minutes. And that's how we calculate it, and that's why the latest time to say Kriyas Shema always changes, because the length of an hour is constantly changing. Mishnah Gimel, B'Shama Emin, B'Shama Se, Bo'erev Kol Odom Yatuv Yikru. In the evening, meaning when you say the nighttime Kriyas Shema, everybody must lie down and say Kriyas Shema. Uva Boiker, and in the morning when you say Kriyas Shema, Yam, do you have to stand up? Shenemra, because the Pasuk says, Uva Shach B'cha Uv Kumecha, when you lie down and when you get up, which implies that it's got to be said in that state of lying down or in the state of standing up. However, Beisilo say, Kol Odom Koy Kedarkoi. Everybody can read and say Shema however he likes. Shenemra, because the Pasuk says, Velech Lech Vaderech. You should say Shema when you're going on the way, on your own way. You can choose how to read Kriyas Shema, sitting down, standing up, leaning. That's according to Beis Hillel, Im Kain. If so, asks the Mishnah, according to Beis Hillel, Lo Ne'emar V'Shach V'Chav V'Komecha. Why does the Pasuk say you should read it when you lie down and when you get up? Surely that implies that you have to reading it lying down or standing up. Lying down at night and standing up during the day. No, says Beis Hillel. What does V'Shach V'Chav V'Komecha mean? It means V'Shach Shebnei Adam Sheichvim. It means at the time that people are lying down and going to bed. And V'Shach Shebnei Adam Oimdim. At the time that people are getting up from sleeping, that is when the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema applies. It's not telling you how to say Kriyas Shema, rather it's telling you when to say Kriyas Shema. Now the Mishnah brings a story which shows us the unbelievable strength of how halacha is decided. You'll see what I mean. Omar Rabbi Tarfon said, Anil Yisbo Baderech, I was once coming on the way, I was on a journey, Vehitesi Likrois, Kedir Beis Shammai, and it was nighttime, and I lay down to say Kriyas Shema, like the opinion of Beis Shammai. I wasn't lying down at the time, but for the sake of Kriyas Shema, in order to hold like Beis Shammai, I actively lay down and said Kriyas Shema like that. V'sikanti ba'atzmi mipnei alistim. And I endangered myself because of bandits. I was on a journey during the night time. Something terrible could have happened to me. Omru lo, the Chachomim turned around and said to him, Kedai ha'yisa lochu v'atzmach. You were worthy to be harmed. You should have been harmed by bandits. She'avarta al divi Beis Hillel, because you transgressed the words and the opinion of Beis Hillel, because you actively showed you were going like Beis Shammai, when the halacha is really like Beis Hillel. And for that you deserve to be harmed, and as the Gemara implies, for that you deserve to be killed. Because once the halacha is decided, like one opinion, you've got to follow that. You can't now say that actually Beis Shammai's reading of the Pesukim was correct and Beis Hillel's was wrong, because the halacha was decided like Beis Hillel. Mishnah Dalet, we now come to our first bracha of the Masechta. Or I should say the first brachas of our Masechta, because we're going to discuss all of the brachas which we say before Kriyas Shema of the nighttime and afterwards, and the brachas which we say before and after the Kriyas Shema of the daytime. It says the Mishnah Bashachar Mevorech Shtam Lefonecha V'Achas L'Achareha. In the morning, we make two brachas before Kriyas Shema, and that's the one which begins with Yotzer Ur V'Rech Heshech, and it ends with Borchat Hashem Yotzer Hama'urus. And the second bracha is Ava Rabba, or depends on your nusach, some say Avas Olam, and that ends with Borchat Hashem HaBorichah Ba'ama Yisrael Ba'ava. V'achas L'achareha, and there's one bracha after the morning Shema, and that begins with Emes V'yatziv, and ends with Borchat Hashem Go'al Yisrael. Alright, Uvo Erev, and in the evening, in the nighttime Kriyas Shema, Shtam Faneha, there's also two before that Kriyas Shema, that's Hamarav Aravim and Avas Olam. Shtam L'achareha, but this time there are two after the nighttime Kriyas Shema, and that's Emes Ve'Munah, which ends with Brachat Hashem Gal Yisrael, plus there's an added one, which is Hashkivenu, and that ends with Brachat Hashem Shomer Amir Yisrael Lo'ad, and that's the second bracha. We're going to understand the remaining part of our Mishnah according to how the Rambam learns. And that is, there are two types of brachas. One is known as a long bracha, one is known as a short bracha. Now, what makes a bracha long? A bracha is known as a long bracha if it begins with Baruch Atah Hashem and also ends with Baruch Atah Hashem. So the Mishnah says, when it comes to the two brachas before Kriyas Shema of the morning, Achas Arukah, one of them is long, that's the first one, which begins with Baruch Atah Hashem and Kein Melech HaOlam Yotzeh Or, and it ends with Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzeh HaMa'oros. The Achas Ketzor, whereas one is considered a short bracha, because it begins with Ava Rabba or Avas Olam, and only ends with Baruch Atah Hashem. And the Mishnah says that Mokem Shom Laharich, a place that the Chachom said should be a long bracha, in Rasha Lekatzer. You can't make it into a short bracha and not say one of the baruchs. Lekatzer, if the Chachom said that this bracha should be a short bracha, in Rasha Laharich, one is not allowed to lengthen the bracha and add in baruch. Now that's talking about adding in baruch at the beginning. And the Mishnah now says that you can't do it at the end either. Lachtoim. If the Chachomim instituted a bracha, then it should finish with a baruch. In Rashi Shelo Lachtoim, you're not able to not put that baruch in at the end. Vishelo Lachtoim. And if the bracha was made without a baruch at the end, in Rashi Lachtoim, you're not able to add in a baruch at the end. And usually the reason for this is because the bracha doesn't include a lot of detail or anything, and therefore it only has one baruch.